you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, and hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, hope that it's clear. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
From Micah chapter 6, verse 8, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. Thank you, God, once again for providing on short notice. I have J.D. Davis in the studio with me. And I said to J.D. not too long ago, I said, hey, you know that Bible verse about always being prepared to share the hope that you have and to do that? And J.D. says, yeah, I'm familiar with that. I said, well, then here's an opportunity. Rescue me and come and be a part of Testimony Tuesday. So JD is joining me today. And some of you may know JD through the Singing Men of GNN. In fact, JD, I think it's been about 20 years. How many years did we figure you've sang with the Singing Men? Since like 2002 or something?
That's correct, Mark. And baritones rule.
Baritones are the best. JD has been married for 50 years to Jeannie, St. Jeannie. We appreciate her. We tried to get her to come along. And I love reluctant guests. Those are the ones that I really want in here. But Jeannie is praying you up and encouraging you on. But married to Jeannie for 50 years. You served in the Air Force and also the Army for 20 years. We appreciate your service on behalf of our nation. And
thank you
for serving us. Lots more to say, but you've been with the Singing Men, as mentioned, for 20 years. How many of those years have you organized and handed out the music and kept track of that? You've done that for a lot of years.
As I remember, Mark, we were at Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church.
Okay, so that's got to be 15, 18, many years ago. Yeah, we started at Twin City Bible Church. In fact, we started out of the parking lot, and then we got into the educational wing for a few times, then into the sanctuary at Twin City Bible Church. Then we sang at Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church, and then I think the First Baptist Church of Champaign and Savoy, then at Lincoln Square for a while, or then Mattis Avenue, and now here at the Great News Media Center, which incidentally, men, we're starting Christmas music the last few weeks, so there's still time for you to join us this next Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. are our rehearsal schedules. We're working on a concert either in Decatur or Springfield. We hope to know that in the next few weeks, and then also here at Marketplace Mall. Usually the week before Christmas, that Saturday before Christmas, we put on a concert at noon here at the food court, and then we're working on a secondary place to sing. And speaking of singing, now this isn't the Singing Men of GNN, but it's one of my favorite Christmas songs that we'll be playing throughout December. It's called All Is Well by Michael W. Smith and the American Boys Choir. It's just a beautiful sounding arrangement. This would be like a song I'd play on Monday just to ease you into this new week. But with it being Testimony Tuesday, we'll have JD get ministered by this great song. It's a great message. All is well. And I hope that it really soothes and calms you down for this day, maybe the demands that you have ahead of you. But it's Testimony Tuesday, so we'll have JD ready to share some of his faith journey and life story. But here is All Is Well with Michael W. Smith and the American Boys Choir. That is All Is Well by Michael W. Smith and the American Boys Choir. The hairs always stand up in my arm when I hear that song. It's just so soothing, and the arrangements, and if you can make out some of those lyrics, those voices are so sweet. They're the American Boys Choir, but it's a powerful message. It's like that day that Jesus was born and all is well, and the King has come, and he's going to reign victoriously, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ, the work that he did on our behalf, all can be well, even during these dire circumstances, even when we're scared or afraid or miserable or taxed or things aren't going well. In the Lord's economy, because of eternity that he's set out before us, things can be well, even during dire circumstances. But I love that song and can't wait to share it with you all throughout the month of December. But today on Testimony Tuesday, J.D. Davis is with us. As mentioned, he's been married 50 years to Jean. He served a total of 20 years, 4 years with the Air Force, about 16 years with the Army, so he's a patriot. I've known him through the Singing Men of GNN and from the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, where you currently attend. You've attended there.
Twin City.
Twin City Bible Church. Okay, that's where we first met you, and then over at First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. And so on this Testimony Tuesday, let's start off with, give me a shout-out about Jeannie. 50 years, so there must have been something that drew you to her many years ago.
Oh, yeah. And I would say her most endearing quality is loyalty.
Hmm.
She had to be loyal. You know me, so she had to be loyal to hang with me for 50 years. And she's very dedicated to her missions. Mm-hmm. She has a card mission to folks that would like to get cards, and she's very dedicated to that.
And you both have been involved with the United Marriage Encounter?
Right. Jean does all the heavy lifting with that. About all I do is occasional computer work, especially with spreadsheets.
Sure, sure. And you've been involved with that for 20 years, many years?
24 years.
24 years. Yeah. Excellent. Well, on this Testimony Tuesday, we began with Micah 6:8, which says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." Was that something you learned early on in your faith journey? Why is that a special verse for you?
Well, it just kind of encapsulates what I personally think we should all be about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do.
Right.
It's very hard to do. So if I can back up just a minute.
Sure.
With the Singing Men of GNN, baritones rule, but we offer huge sign-on bonuses for tenors.
Yeah, we could use first tenors especially, second tenors and basses. Actually, we used to have lots of basses, but they've thinned out a little bit. But yeah, back to the Singing Men of GNN, which JD has been doing our music, handing it out, tracking it, keeping it organized, ordering it up. If any of you want to join us this coming Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m., let us know. And hopefully you have some musical background or experience, because we'll be putting on quite possibly 2, maybe 3 Christmas concerts in December. So we have about 10 more rehearsals planned. So we'd love for you to join us. If you need more information, call the station, 217-367-7777. Okay, so back to the testimony, like that verse, it's probably one that we could all have out in front of us or look at each and every day, but take us a little bit on that faith journey. Did you grow up in a Christian home?
I grew up in what I would call today a nominal Christian home.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was very dedicated, my dad less so, but he taught me the essentials of life, how to hunt and fish and play golf.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much it there. Now,
now you had a bit of a moral compass, but was there talk of having a relationship with God or with Jesus?
Actually, ironically, I got that through the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
The Boy Scouts, I wanted the God and Country Award, so paired up with my pastor at that time, and he had me memorize the first Psalm, and that got me thinking. But the real trigger didn't happen until I was in college, and I have a very, I don't know whether it's common or not. It's unique to me, I guess, but uneventful. I didn't have any flashbang Damascus Road type thing. But if you remember back in the 60s, late 60s, there were Do you remember back that far, Mark?
Yeah, born in 60, so if you say 69, oh, okay, I'm 9 years old. Let's see if I can remember.
But anyway, they had had some folks they called the Jesus people,
sure.
Jesus freaks. And so I'm walking back to my apartment. I can't tell you the day. I can't tell you the time or even the year. But I'm walking back to my apartment. I'm going to school at Warrensburg in Missouri. And I see this guy coming toward me. And he's got the long flowing hair and the bell-bottom jeans and everything. And we pass each other.
You're not military at the time.
No,
you're
no,
just
no.
in college.
No, I'm just a fumbling around college student. So we meet each other like this, and he says, hey, are you a Christian? And I said, yeah. He says, well, how do you know? Hmm. And I said, well, I'm not Buddhist. I'm not Muslim. I'm not Hindu. And I believe that Jesus is Son of God. And he says, okay. And he walks on, and I got to thinking to myself as I walked into my apartment, I got to come up with a better. I got some. When I answer somebody with that, I got to mean something. So I started reading my Bible, and I was smart enough to start with the book of John.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I finished John, I decided that either Jesus was a blatant liar or he was who he said he was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I decided to go with who he said he was. And that's the start.
Now, at this point, are you attending a church? Are you seeking other Christians or believers?
Well, I was part of a campus group.
Okay, so you were hearing some preaching, teaching on Jesus.
Right, right. I went to a couple of Billy Graham concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I accepted Christ mentally, mm-hmm. you know. This one, you know, just started. It was a seed that put down roots.
And that often can be the role that most of us can have in people's lives. We come along and we challenge them or share a word or an insight or share the love of Christ, and that influences them to think it through. And so you kind of were at that point where, yeah, I got to come up with a better definitive reason why I believe Jesus is God. As you began reading God's word, did more conviction come into your life or enlightenment, if you will, where you're like, wow, this is truth or this makes sense?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Golly, Mark, you're asking me to go how far back is 60 years?
Yeah.
There was growth in there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, getting back to your point, I never saw that guy before or after.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't know his name. He didn't know mine. So your point is valid. You just never know.
Yeah, all the ways that many of us don't have those experiences where we have thousands of people or, you know, we're on stage, we just say a kind, simple word or are used of God because for whatever reason we prayed, Lord, order my steps. And so there we are at a cafe and we see somebody, you know, maybe frustrated and we share an encouraging word or say, do you know Jesus or can I pray for you? And that starts them on a course of recognizing maybe there is more meaning to life than just the rat race that we're on. And so as you grew, when did Jeannie come into the picture?
Well, I was in the Air Force at Monterey Defense Language Institute studying Chinese, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her at church. We had one of those name tag Sundays. I remembered her name. I looked her up in the directory. I called her.
Didn't waste any time.
Nope.
Yes. No. And 50 years removed. So in our closing minute or two, maybe give your top one or two, maybe three life lessons on how to keep a good marriage growing or active or how to help your mate flourish. Anything along those lines?
Well, we're supposed to be a servant.
Mm-hmm.
And acts of service are one of her love languages. And to quote Steve Brown, don't leave.
Don't. I was thinking you're going to quote maybe Larry Burkett, like if you were so much the same, one of you is not needed or something. He always says how oftentimes we are matched up with somebody that has skill sets that are different than us, or maybe we're visionary and they're more practical, or we're impulsive and they're more steadied. You know, how God oftentimes brings about different aspects so that we can refine each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so you've seen that, and you've served together as a couple for many years, and congratulations on your 50 years. Jeannie, if you're tuned in, we appreciate you. You have been a Christ light to many of us, and your passion for life and the various ways she serves the women that she knows, and she's been a wonderful balance to you and your ministry and freeing you up to do the things that you do with the singing men. I know you've helped out with the setup team many times and the teardown, and assisting many ways with this radio ministry. So we appreciate that, but appreciate your 50 years together. And as mentioned, serving in the Air Force for 4 years, 16 years in the Army. I know Rob has some good stories to share sometimes on Wednesdays about you off air, but he appreciates the different ways you've served our nation. And so thank you for that. And thank you for sharing the Testimony Tuesday. I'm sure there's a number of people that can identify with that person that just came up and said, are you a Christian? Why are you happy during these times of distress? Or they see something different in you. And so may that be true of all of us today, that we can model Christ or ask those questions. Ask somebody, can we pray for you? Some practical ways of being kind and compassionate and caring so that it might spark up a conversation. So thank you, JD, for being available for Testimony Tuesday on short notice. And again, men, if you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, we started up our Christmas music on Monday nights. We meet from 7 to 9 p.m. We hope you'll consider joining us, as we'll have some Christmas concerts scheduled in the coming days. So be listening and you can hear more. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and JD Davis with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Baritones rule.